Hello again, folks. So I've been thinking for the last couple of days that I should say something about the general election which is on the way. But the problem is, I mean, you may have noticed if you watch my stuff that I don't really get into party politics at all. I've been burned out with it. I'm one of these people that wandered off the plantation after the Brexit fiasco and after watching 3.5 years of being ripped off and ignored. It kind of broke a camel's back, and I realised that there is a clear agenda of a cabal, and their will not be defied. And so, if you vote for a party and they promise to reduce immigration, let's say, it's just not going to happen. They'll just ignore it. They'll just ignore you. And in the case of Brexit, well, it was an in or out. And I thought they would show their hand, and I was interested in how they would deal with it, how they were going to carry that through without flouting the basic rules of a liberal democracy. And with this, that's actually the story of the last 3.5 years. So all that did was confirm in my mind that the democracy is a bit of a farce. You can vote on a policy about NHS beds or something, and yeah, if that's your big thing, then whoopee-do, you will be able to use your power of the vote to change how many beds exist in an NHS ward or something like that. But if it's for something more fundamental to the current state of Britain, in this case, then you're not. Then you'll just be bullshitted and lied to, and your vote will be crushed. And the last 3.5 years since Brexit has been that's been the story of it. And I came to the conclusion that I didn't really want to play ball with this farce anymore, because it gets to the point where if you're going to carry on believing in the theatre, you feel like a bit of a moron, you feel like a mug, because you're then actively participating in this system, which is just a sham, which is just rubbish. And so you feel like a bit of a muppet for going along with the lies. And I decided that the moral position was to opt out and say, I don't believe the system works, and I'm not going to endorse it anymore. I'm just going to opt out, and we'll see how all of this plays out. And that's so now we look at the current situation where we've got yet another general election. And we see that the parties lining up and all of that patter's coming out. And I watched a couple of days ago, I watched Academics Agent's video on Jeremy Corbyn on the Labour Party's manifesto, just to sort of out of interest. And I was actually quite horrified by how far they're going. I expected heavy taxes. I expected Corbyn to go after the CEOs and all of that. But what left me quite mortified was the social policy. Let me just take a couple of steps back here, because some of my friends on the hard right will be they'll back Corbyn because they know that he there's a certain clique who can't stand him, and then there's also that they see him as a wrecking ball against the neoliberal the capital, global capital, let's say, and with his overt, like, communistic socialist policies, he's going to lend £850 billion or something like that. And so it's a fair argument. My problem is that I don't mind that. My problem, if he's going to blow up the banking system or whatever the hell it is, then all right, fair play. But the problem that I have is the social policy. And as for taxing all of these CEOs and whatnot to death, well, they're just going to take their money. They're just going to leave Britain, and the wider system will still be intact. All that's going to happen is that the so-called white van man is going to be crucified by these taxes. And so you see where there was somebody on Question Time talking, he earned 80 grand a year. He was obviously lower middle class or working class. He probably had owned a factory somewhere, probably works about 70 hours a week. And then he was quite shocked to discover that he was actually in the 5% and that they were going to absolutely nail him on taxes. And so that's this huge chunk of middle England are going to have to pay for Corbyn's socialism. But then the problem is the money is not, it's not going to work in it in this in the way that some people on the right think, because the money is not going to trickle down to a cohesive group. So you can't think of it in terms of Prussian socialism or the Swedish model of the 1970s, where you've got to have very high trust society and everybody's watching each other's backs. It's a very comfortable, safe society, and people don't mind paying a huge chunk of taxes. And the reason you're not going to get that is because the neoliberal social policy is mass immigration, and what the centrists would call identity politics, pitting one group against another, and everybody's against each other, everybody's aggrieved, everybody's out for themselves, and this has resulted in the native demographic of atomization and everybody being out for themselves. And so I can actually understand it that they in that context why they're going to go and vote Tory. And on this, the point here is that Corbyn's regime is going to be absolutely savage. And so to get back to my original point of not voting, is it then a moral position to remain aloof from the system when you can see these lunatics coming in? Because I just don't buy this argument that it will upset the, it will open up a gap for dissident politics. The dissident politics is going to be extreme neoliberal socialist policies. It's going to, and Corbyn's out there now saying there's going to be much more white guilt dripped into the classrooms. It's not going to, I don't, and on top of all of that, it's the equivalent to having Antifa run your country. That's what we're looking at here. And I don't see how there's going to be any kind of opening for a dissident politics of the right whatsoever. In fact, when you look at who's going to be prominent within the party, those of us in Britain will be lucky not to be in jail by the time we get through it all, because they're going to, it will be like having the Unite Against Fascism or Antifa running the country. And so to get back to my original point then, is it then, so can you still be noble while you see these lunatics taking over the society, or they're in the running to come out on top? Is it then a moral position to still do nothing? Even though, and this is what I have to stress this point, even though the Tories are scumbags themselves, even though the Tories are just, again, these neoliberal shills, but then purely in economics. But as far as something like immigration is going, it doesn't make a blind bit of difference. You're going to get 300,000 to 400,000 regardless of who comes in, even Corbyn, I think. And the reason for that is that I think we are at running at maximum capacity for what we can actually handle. I think the system has, we take in the equivalent of a Normandy landing like every 6 months or something. It's insane. And in terms of just housing and infrastructure, there's only a certain amount of people can be processed. And I mean, you know, they talk about capping mass immigration. In actual fact, the system works flat out to facilitate them coming in by the hundreds of thousands. It's streamlined to perfection, what people call the replacement. And yeah, that's going to happen regardless. Corbyn and the Labour Party may want more, they may want to increase the numbers, but I don't think it's physically possible because there's just nowhere for people to live. And you're going to get the same under the Tories. So that's actually a moot point. But in terms of nailing our people to the floor and having what Jeremy Corbyn calls social justice commissions operating up and down the land and then attaching themselves to people's businesses, controlling everything that people think and do, it's you're beginning to see something quite horrific coming into view here. So then this tests my original idea of saying, well, the politics is a big scam, it's a big joke. The neoliberal, the money lenders, the top brass will just move themselves and their assets, their money, and probably their businesses away from Britain. But we're still going to get the transgender issues. We're still going to end up with all of these racial and ethnic issues. And we're still going to have the kids taught white privilege theory. It's just going to be much, much worse. You're still going to get the neoliberal social policy. You're just not going to, it's just the money will have gone. And so then you look at the devastation that all of this is going to cause. Is it right to say, well, I'm not going to vote? Even though, and this is where they get you again, even though you know that the party you're going to have to vote for, whether it's Farage's crew or whether it's the Tories and Boris Johnson, you know they're a bunch of scumbags who hate you as well. It's just they don't hate you to the extent that the Labour Party does. So this then is the culmination of the great idea of democracy, is that out of blind panic, you have to vote for the scumbags who hate you least. And this is where we are now. And so the problem that I have is that you're then validating the system. You know that it's theatre. You know that nothing positive is going to come out of this for you and what you want. You're right there. If you're watching this video, the world that you'd like to see is nigh on illegal, and anybody who holds your opinions will be purged before they get anywhere near political power. So what you have to do is vote for the scumbags who hate you least. And this is where we are. This is the great experiment. So, oh, you can say, well, I'm just not going to partake in it anymore and watch the world burn, or whatever. Wait for Antifa government to come after you, which in my case they'll probably do. But as for having some sort of positive ideal, is complete tosh. It's not going to happen. And so you're dragged back in. You're like Al Pacino in The Godfather 3. Just when I thought I was out of this madness, just when I thought, well, you know what it is, I'm giving up on it. I don't believe in democracy anymore, and I don't want to validate the system by voting in it. Then all of a sudden, you find that if you don't, you're going to be having the Social Justice Commission come after you for a hate thought. And so you're forced back into the mold of voting in this complete farce, because it's beginning to take a bit of a sinister turn. You'll never get anything positive. What you'll get is maybe to stave off the most destructive elements of social justice and cultural Marxism for a little bit longer. 5 years down the road, it doesn't matter, because the Tories will probably have those policies anyway. That's just what happens with conservatism. So you're treading water. It's not. It's or you bite the bullet and say, "Let's go for it. Let's do this." The accelerationist take, which people will say. So that's another argument which you see on the right. Where, yeah, we know it's going to be a madhouse, let's just get it done and maybe everybody will wake up. Well, the problem with having Antifa in government is that they're not going to allow any kind of grassroots movement to form while they're in. They're going to hunt us down with a vengeance if they get in. And so there's not, you can, and maybe all of the native population will go through hell. And after 5 years, there's so much dissent in the country of 5 years of Corbyn or whatever, that they're all desperate to vote for like the extreme far right. You'll probably see that somebody like UKIP or For Britain will see this bump in popularity if they don't get banned. But by and large, it'll be people who are desperately running back to the Tories because they've got to try and pay off a mortgage. That's where this is going to go. And so we're forced back into this theatre, this illusion of democracy, It's the choice between a bowl of puke and a turd sandwich. And I think with a very, very heavy heart, I'm going to have to go and take a slurp on the bowl of puke, because the consequences of the Corbyn government getting in are something quite awful and shocking. So that's my thoughts on the election there, folks. And it's not particularly happy or uplifting, but I don't really see any other way out of it. And well, all right, let's try and look at the bright side. Maybe we'll get Brexit again, like a carrot dangling before a donkey. That's what it is, a farce, just a big circus. And if you don't take part in it, you'll get destroyed. If you do, the decline will just take a bit longer. Thanks for listening, folks, and I'll catch you later.